This is Matt Long with your weekly update on the happenings in our state capital. Our Texas legislature meets once every 2 years for 140 days. The 89th legislative session began on Tuesday, January 14th, and will conclude on Monday, June 2nd. These updates will be biased. My work at the Capitol is to promote conservative principles. I will freely criticize bills and legislative behavior that goes against the founding principles of these United States. Monday, March 3rd, marked 100 days left in this legislative session. The House has allowed 40 days to pass before beginning the referral of bills to committee. Most House committees met in what is referred to as organizational meetings. This means the committee met and listened to the various governmental agencies that they have authority over. No public testimony is taken in this type of committee meeting. Two House committees were past that stage and began taking testimony from the public: the Ways and Means Committee and a subcommittee of the Education Committee. Public hearings will ramp up during the week of March 10th, with 92 days left in the session to hear bills. Remember this when in June the House tells you, "We just ran out of time." The slow crawl of the Texas House is intentional and has been the habit for almost 20 years. Meanwhile, on the other side of the Pink Dome, the Senate is moving on full speed. A majority of their bills have been referred to committee, and many bills have taken testimony and moved to the Senate floor. 20 bills in the Senate have now been sent to the House. On Thursday, an important voting bill was heard in the Senate committee. This bill will permit many counties to have county-wide voting. This replaces precinct voting. Senate Bill 10, regarding the display of the Ten Commandments, is on the intent calendar for the floor to hear. The Senate has also moved forward on many of Governor Abbott's priorities, and the House has, well, not even sent any of those bills to committee. Are you beginning to see the picture? The Senate gets right to work, using every day to get stuff done, and the House still dragging their feet. This is a direct result of the Democrat-led Speaker of the House. There is a majority of R's in the House, but the House is controlled by the wishes of the D's. I am not losing hope yet. There is time for the House to get a lot of good work done, but they will need to change their habits. Oh, by the way, the House took another five-day weekend, and this time without a vote.